What if Jesus doesn't say what I want him to say? What if I ask him something and he doesn't say what I want to hear? Maybe I shouldn't ask him because I don't want him to say no. That's what we're going to talk about today. Let's acknowledge him, Jesus. We thank you that you already know what we're thinking. You know what's holding us back. Thank you for addressing this issue today. Thank you for using me to speak your mind. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. And so I actually heard that when I was driving yesterday, and he was saying many are in that situation. They're afraid to ask me. They're afraid that I'm going to say no. They don't understand how much I love them and want to do more for them than they can even ask or think. I learned this when I quit my job to work for Jesus. And I was out walking, running one morning, and I saw these cute little Yorkshire Terriers. And I never had a dog before of my own. We had a family dog, and it was a little dog. They were like 5-6 pounds. And I said, okay, Lord, I said, you said that you were going to take care of me. You said I could ask. And so I'm asking, I want one of these dogs. And he gave me one. And about 2 weeks before I actually finally got her, first, I tried to figure it out myself, running around trying to find a dog like that, that I could afford. And she was a $2,000 dog or a $1,200 dog. And so I couldn't afford that. So I was asking. And after I put my efforts aside, one morning he said to me, he said, those who delight themselves in the Lord, I give them the desires of their heart. And I said, Lord, I delight in you. And he said, I know you do. And I was surprised for you. And about 2 weeks later, he gave me this dog. And the thing, other thing about this dog is the reason she was free is because she had something wrong with her. She was actually hypoglycemic. And they didn't know that, but God did. So I brought her home and he told me what was wrong with her. She was 4 ounces having seizures in my hand. And I heard him say, she will live and not die, and proclaim what the Lord has done. And so that's what happened. She lived, she didn't die, and we're proclaiming what the Lord has done. And so, yeah, he's not going to say no. In fact, 1 Corinthians 20, for as many are the promises of God, they all find their yes answer in him. For this reason, we also utter the amen, so be it, to through God, through him, in his person, and by his agency to the glory of God. So his answers are yes and amen to his promises. He recreates you in his likeness and puts you on the path that leads to the good life. Those are good promises. He wants good for you. And Ephesians 3:20, now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose. And so it's super done abundantly, far above in all that we dare or ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. So more than you are asking for, he wants to give to you. He didn't want me to pay for her. He has ways where things don't cost money. And so when you just trust him. Verse 19 says that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself the love of Christ, which far surpasses just knowledge, that you may be filled through all your being unto the fullness of God, that God may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become boldly, wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now to know him, now to him, know by the consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us. So what he's saying is as you come to know him, you're just going to know through experience yourself. And that's how it happens, your experiences with him. Asking him and him saying, yes, of course, and I want you to have even more than that. All his promises in the Word of God are yes and amen. And we just said here, right here, he wants more for you than you can even ask or think. In Ephesians 2:20, actually Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do the good works which God predestined, planned beforehand, for us taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. He already knew. I was going to ask for that dog. He already had a plan. He already knew what you were going to ask him for. He wants to say yes. And you have to have faith in him for him to say yes. It's impossible to please him without faith. When you believe him, he can give you the desires of your heart and more. You're his child. He's in love with you. And, you know, he might say, no, don't use your credit card, because he doesn't want you to have debt. If you want something, he'll say, wait, let me give it to you. And where did we just read that about waiting? Oh, I read that earlier in Psalms 37. Trust, lean, and rely, and be confident in the Lord, and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. I didn't even know that was in the Word of God when he said that to me. I went home and I looked it up. It was so exciting. Commit your way to the Lord and roll and repose each care of your load on him. Trust, lean on, rely, and be confident also in him, that he will bring it to pass. He's going to bring it to pass. He's good for his word. And so the answer is just ask him. Don't be afraid to ask him. He's going to say yes, but he's going to say, yes, I'm going to give it to you. Rely on me. Let me bless you. Don't bless yourself like we were talking about yesterday. We're so ready to just get out the credit card and bless ourselves so we look good. How many times have you done that? Just did something so you look good. Like, who are we trying to impress? But we should be making God look good. The other scripture that I was thinking about is he said, if you do what I'm telling you to do, if you obey my commands, you can ask me whatever you will, and I'll give it to you. Because you're saying, Father, you're saying, thank you. You're saying, of course. I want you to be my dad. I want you to be my provider. I trust you. I rely on you. I'll go where you send me. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. I will do whatever you ask me to do. If you abide in me and I abide in you, ask what you will as representing me, as representing him. And he will give you whatever you ask, and you'll be glorifying the Father, not yourself. You won't be blessing yourself and making yourself look good, but you're making him look good. God gave it to me. I didn't have any money. Don't be ashamed to say you don't have any money. God provides in other ways. It's okay. It's okay to say, I don't have any money. When I quit my job, I didn't have any money. I had debt collectors calling me, and he just took care of me. He took care of me, and he actually cleaned up a $23,000 debt that we had because I trusted him, because I quit my job. I didn't know how he was going to provide. I had no idea. But then he started to tell me when I was getting anxious. He actually told me what he was going to do. And, you know, the Bible says that if you lack wisdom, you can go to the giving God who gives to all liberally without fault finding. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. And he'll even show you how. Your part is to wait on him. Rely on him. Don't give in to the pressure the enemy puts on you to take care of it yourself. Because then you'll never see that promise come to pass. He said, if you trust me, You'll never be disappointed. And really, when we go out and do it ourselves, if it's, you know, a money thing, really, then we have a God before him. If we just say, well, I'm not going to wait, I don't think he's going to do this, and you go use your credit card, it's really a lack of faith and letting the enemy pressure you into having to have that. It's about an untamed flesh. You got to tame your flesh. I'm standing. God said I should rely on him, and I'm going to do it no matter what it looks like, no matter how long it takes. Faith is really a matter of, it doesn't matter how long it takes. I'm just going to believe. I'm just going to believe. No matter what. Just going to believe. I'm going to wait. I'm going to rely on him. Just going to believe. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to do it myself. I'm just going to believe that his promises are yes and amen. That he wants more for me than I can even ask or think. So, that's what I have for you today. That's what I have for you today. He wants to answer your heart's desire. But you have to go to him, ask, rely on him. Abide in him, be in agreement with him. And don't give in to the pressure the enemy puts on you. As soon as you hear the word Jesus said, the enemy is going to come and try to stop you. He said, if you don't understand this, you won't understand anything. As soon as you hear the word, Mark 4:13-15. As soon as you hear the word, the enemy's going to come and try to take that from you. So as soon as you hear the promise, as soon as you hear God speak to you, I just love it when he says, like when my kitty was sick, he said, I'm going to heal him. I hung on to that. When he says something to you, I'm going to do it. Rely on me, especially when you hear him speak to you. That is faith. That is faith that no one else can give you. You're not just out there in an empty space, you know, wondering. But when you seek him, you'll find him. When you're looking for him, when you're relying on him, you're going to hear him. But if you just jump off and didn't hear him answer you for a day or two, and I quit, I'm just going to figure this out myself. He knew you were going to do that. You have to wait and prove to him that you're relying on him. Prove to yourself. He already knows what you're going to do, but prove to yourself that you're reliant on him. So, that's what I have for you today. He's so good. He's so in love with you. So, let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for showing us this truth today. Thank you for calming our hearts to know how much you care. We don't have to worry about you not coming through for us. That you always, always do. You're always there for us. We can always, always rely on you. And I can testify to that. You always answer. I can always rely on you. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. Give you all glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you were encouraged by that word. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what's holding you back. And he wants to clear that air. How amazing is he? He is amazing. Thanks so much for listening. God bless you.